have to tell me, I don't have your first name.
Katie.
Yeah. All right. And what was your maiden name?
Gold.
Katie Gold. All right. What country did you come from?
From Minsk.
All right.
This is a big city.
This is a big city in Russia.
Yeah, it's a big city.
All right. Do you remember what kind of house you lived in?
Yeah, we lived in my part of Zagreb. We lived in a big house. Mm-hmm. And he was teaching the binomial, you know, I remember that.
Alright. You say a big house. How many rooms?
Well, how many? It was one room and big, you know, for the shoe and one to sleep. Well, how many rooms you have in Europe?
Right. Did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes. I have my brother came in. My sister was first, and then my brother was, and then another sister and my sister bring me. That's why we come here.
How many children all together?
All together, three is dead already, so we only now two sisters and me and a brother yet.
And from the oldest, where were you?
From the oldest is one died.
But you had, how many were older than you were?
Well, I have the younger sister is 65. I'm after her.
All right. Now, you answered what kind of work your father did.
Yeah.
What language was spoken in your house?
Well, it's Yiddish.
Yiddish, all right. What kind of schooling did you have?
I didn't have nothing. We were poor and we didn't have nothing, but my father used to learn Jewish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I forgot that story since I'm here. I read a paper once now on Jewish, that's it. But see, we was not true from a rich family. We used to work 10, when I was 10 years, they sent me to work with my brother was, that's the way it was. See, in a big city, it's different. Anything you hear.
It's harder to be poor in a big city than in the country. That's true. Did you ever have anything to do with non-Jewish people?
I used to have a lot of friends in Jewish, but not.
Yeah. If you think about it, do you think the government was good to the Jews?
Or over there?
Yeah, where you were.
Not so. When it was in the war, they killed my sister and my four children big.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when my father came in this country, it was in the papers. They didn't leave me, my father, my mother, only a younger sister. They stayed by money in some place in Russia, I don't know. But they didn't leave in Mina, and he was a triple, you know, in one leg, he was it. So, but my brother was here, so he took him over and it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was that time in the paper, everything.
What did you think of America?
America is wonderful.
When you
it's
heard about
lately,
it.
Lately, she's upset. But,
but when you were in Europe, when you heard stories about America, did it sound good?
They signed, they think in here you shuffle with money with apples.
Why did you leave?
Well, my sister was here, you know, so they, little by little we bring everyone here, my father and mother, everyone, see. But then my father was, I think it was wartime already, you know, it was hard. They had a hard time to come in. Of course, I drive down to the Greenwich. They didn't let you see, I didn't have enough pastor. So in a vault, you know, remember? So it's only not much, but it was raining. I remember today I was falling there. With my suitcase and the salvatans and all the guy, you know, then was I didn't stand and wait for us. It was hard. It was to a car here, it was hard. See, I didn't have no passport. That's why. But stop.
Was your sister here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
This is why you came to Pittsburgh.
Moistville in Pittsburgh.
Now, you say you didn't travel by yourself. You came with the...
No, I traveled by myself, but I traveled from somewhere I know, you know. But I don't want to travel with the train straight, but I have to come with the garments. I didn't have no pass.
Mm-hmm.
See, but I was myself.
Mm-hmm.
we stay in the worship and you have to bow, you know, nobody shall know us. Mm-hmm. It was a group.
But did you travel at night because of this, or you didn't have to be...
No, you have to be careful.
Yeah.
You have to be careful, terrible. Oh, they watch you. Not that I'm going to stay there, you know. There was rain, I was there. I found my suitcase and here we saw that day in the treaty soldiers, you know. They watch you, we shall not go through.
But you got to.
It's not easy.
Did you bring anything with you?
Not too much.
Now, was your name the same in Europe?
Well, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Katie.
Yes, but Katie. The gold was the
gold
same.
Gold, same, yeah, okay. Same.
What first impressed you when you came to the
country? Well, it was everything, you know, everything was nice. I started to work in a wax factory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I learned the trade in Europe yet. So everything was, I used to go in dances in the Kaufman settlement, and everything was.
They want to know, do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh?
Oh, I can remember. I can remember that. This is hard to remember.
Was there anything that disappointed you in this country when you first came
here? Well, really nothing. Really nothing. In fact, I just remember somebody come and take me from the station. Mm-hmm. So they have chewing gum in the mouth, and I didn't know what it is. I said, what's guys? That's how I remember.
Who met you? You say,
my sister.
Your sister.
I have a he's there too. My family gets nothing. This one is there. This one.
Now, so when you first came here, you lived with your sister here?
Yeah.
Do you remember where she lived? Where
in Ross Street. In Pittsburgh, Ross Street.
Right.
This is, I think, in up the hill.
Ross
Street, yeah. Right. I stayed there. In fact, I stayed there until I got married.
Till you got married?
Yeah.
How long was that, maybe?
Oh, it's about 53 years, maybe.
No, but I mean, how do you remember how long you, from the time you came to Pittsburgh till you got married?
Oh, a couple of years.
Couple of years.
That's all right.
Some of these things you have answered, like he wants to know what kind of work you did when you came here.
Well, that's why I do have a sub expert.
Yeah, and he says, how did you get training for this work? Well, you got it in Europe?
Yeah. See, it's a big city there, you learn everything, you know. In fact, my brother was a barber, this was everybody ever trained.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember some idea how much money you earned in Pittsburgh here, these first jobs?
The first jobs, well, I made pretty good at that time. I was fast. I don't remember $10 or something.
Do you remember what kind of hours you worked?
Hours? What hours did you work in there?
You didn't work on Jewish holidays.
Oh, no.
How about on Saturday?
Saturday late, when I come over and they start Saturday, I thought myself, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
How can you work Saturday? But after you get used, you have to do it.
And did you work till you got married?
Yes.
Yes. Did you belong to any kind of union?
I belong to sisterhood. I belong to the society. I belong.
But at that time, you didn't belong to any trade union?
No.
Union?
No.
All right.
No, I belong.
Did you have any schooling when you came to Pittsburgh? Did you go to night school?
I started night school, and then it was all the green ones coming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we started talk, and I stopped it. Then I got married, I didn't have no time to go. So I got down. So I am down.
No, you're not.
That story is terrible.
How old were you when you came to this country?
I was about 17, I think.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever go to the Yiddish theater or to a concert?
A couple of times. Yeah, I was a couple of times, yeah.
When you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
Yes, when I come over, I was here.
Do you feel after you were here for a few years?
Then you get used to that. You used to write on Saturday. You have to work on Saturday. Mm-hmm. You couldn't help it. See, then I married a husband who was not
religious. Did you attend a synagogue here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Do you remember which one?
In Santa Revena I used to go. You know, they have it, you know, they have dances, and then they have a synagogue there. Then my father used to be by Normandy there. He used to down there.
Where?
He was standing down, you know, by the Normandy, you know. He was a cousin there. I know when my brother came over here, he came in New York and somebody was supposed to meet him, because he's dead now. And he didn't see nobody, it was too fearless. He asked him, how can he go? So they say, I'm going to show you the way. So they robbed him everything what he got in the pockets, everything, and they smack him and they left him. That was his coming in.
Well, when you came, when you got off the boat, did anybody meet you?
Yeah. My sister.
Your sister?
Brother, yeah.
Did any organization help you? Any Jewish organization help you?
No.
If you needed a doctor here in Pittsburgh, did you go to a private doctor or was there a clinic or
well,
something?
Before, years ago, I go to a private doctor. Now, take it through, I go to Medicare. Mm-hmm.
But years ago, when you first came to Pittsburgh?
No, that's not.
Now, what are some of the organizations that you joined, like when you were first married, or maybe some of the things you belong to in those days?
I didn't, those days I didn't belong in a place, you know.
But the sisterhood, these are all
this
now.
Yeah, this is all was belong later, I know. But when I come over, I didn't know from this place.
Now, when you came, was there any special place that you would go with friends or to have a good time or to meet people?
Well, I used to go in Santa Revena, I remember, to dances there. I met a lot of people.
Well, now, what was the place? Do you remember? What was it called?
It was in Santa Revena. It was a place for everything years ago.
Was that the Labor Lyceum?
But it was everything there. We used to enjoy it, take a walk in Santa Revena and go there dancing and everything, you know. Yeah, I was seeing people all the time.
Okay.
And I was dancing in all countries. I come here, I was dancing too. See, our city is different, you know.
Yeah.
They have, like in here, the, you know, parks, they have their boomers to come. Beautiful. You know, it's a beautiful place. If you have money, but if you don't have no money, what's in here now? They raise everything. You live in Social Security, they don't pay enough. Mm-hmm. They raise the welfare, so they raise. Over the Social Security, they don't raise.
I know, it's not good.
So it's not so hard now?
No.
Not so hard at all.
Are you an American citizen?
Well, he's a citizen now, that's
all. So you are, all right. Did you ever vote?
I don't.
No, okay. All right.
It's good that it votes for me, too.
I know, you said you were about 20 when you got married.
Yeah. See, he's 10 years old.
Do you remember how long you went with him before you got married?
Not too long. It's happened. I went, he was in Dinoy at that time. He was working there, and I was in Pittsburgh. In some parallel, I went away with a girl. I used to go around with my girl, but I used to work in the box factory. So she introduced to me, she'd be taught, and I said,
would your marriage have been arranged for you if you had stayed in Europe?
In Europe?
Did they arrange marriages?
No,
they did not. In the big cities.
Not the little, but not in the big city. Okay. I know my father when he married, see my mother, they was more born him, you know. Mm-hmm. Naturally, you want married a rabbi, something like that. But otherwise, it's not.
And some of these things are the same that your husband answered, you know, about your children. See, this is all right. Let me make sure I have everything here. Your name is Katie Gold proper, and your age is
my age is 72.
72, and you came to this country in what year?
I don't remember. I can't. He remember his year. I don't.
All right. All right, that's it then.
I'll tell you, you're mad, you have children, you forgot for everything.
Of course.
Well, you soaked it a little bit, so you know how to say.
Listen, I'm young.